You're one in a million on the adult mix, a better variety of R&B and throwbacks. How you doing? I'm Angela Stribling with a very special guest in the studio with me right now. We've been talking about her. You heard her a little bit just a few minutes ago. Shantae Moore, how you doing, lady?
You know what? I'm doing great. I'm tired this morning. My voice is cracky a little bit, but I'm going to take a good nap, and then I'm going to be ready.
I thought you were just trying to be extra sexy for the WHUR
yes,
audience.
I am extra sexy.
You are so funny. Welcome back to the DMV.
Thank you. You know what? I love being here. Every time I'm here, I always feel so special. It really is one of my favorite places in the world to be. From the very first time I ever came here, I forgot I was talking in the radio. From the very first time I was here in 1996, I had a show here and it was sold out and the people were wrapped around the building.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first time I ever felt like a star.
We have so much love for you. I mean, you're one of the hardest working women and people don't know just how hard you're working.
Yeah.
Last time I saw you, I had you on my show. I had you on Pillow Talk with Angela, and
yeah,
we were talking all about your book, Will I Marry Me?
Yes.
That has been a hot topic.
You know what? I love it that people want to learn more about themselves. I'm that kind of self-help mm-hmm. kind of girl. I like books that teach me about myself and about other people and about love. And I think people are really embracing that kind of mindset. I think it's time for that.
That's good. Yeah, I mean, if you don't want to marry yourself,
who else is going to want to marry
you? Who else is going to want to marry you? Now, you're in town doing something very special. That's got to be really taxing.
It's fun, though, because it's so many people. I'm doing a play called
Married
But Single Too. I'm looking at this because I'm on Facebook Live right now, guys.
I love it.
Married But Single Too. And it stars Lisa Rae McCoy, Bill Bellamy, Carl Payne, LaMiya Good.
Ooh.
Tony Grant is an actor. I don't know if you're an actor, singer, if you know who he is, but just really great. It's supporting. Everyone is really supportive of each other. Who else am I missing? Oh, and Genuine, honey.
Oh, yeah, DC's own
Baby,
Genuine.
Let me tell you something. This dude, what I love is that we all have such huge personalities that we gel so well on and off screen. Not screen. What is
stage.
A stage.
But that's so important because you know, like you said, big personalities.
Huge.
If you don't gel, that could be misery.
A big, giant, huge problem.
A giant problem. Because you're 6 nights a week, right?
Yeah. We were here doing press on Wednesday. But we also had the show Thursday tonight. No, today's the Friday. What day is this? This is Friday. Okay, so we have the show tonight. And then tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, I will not be at the show tomorrow. I know, don't kill me. But I have a show that was pre-booked with my friend Will Downing in Miami. So if you're in Miami, come see me and Will.
I love Will.
But I'll be right back. Don't think I won't, because I am. I'm coming right back. That same night, I'm coming right back home, right back here, home. to do the shows on Sunday. So please come back. The show will go on, by the way, to Myra Gray from American Idol will actually be doing, I call her my overstudy. She's amazing.
You know, it's so funny. When I first heard your new single, Real One, I said, okay, I don't know who produced it, but I am so in love with what they did with your voice and your
Thank
style.
You.
They really captured
it's
you.
Old and new together, right?
Yes.
Isn't that wonderful? I love that because that's what I needed.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want anybody trying to make me sound like I'm 16 years old because
exactly.
I'm 17. And so
right.
I really wanted
Just
something
turned 17
to sound current.
On the 17th.
See? And it's my 7th album. I was born 2017. 97, and then having this year being 2017, I just keep seeing that number over and over again, and I just love it. But Ronnie was able to put Little Ronnie, and if you're watching on Instagram or at Facebook Live, you go to Instagram as well. Sorry, but he is Little Ronnie, but he's on. It's called Beats for the Stars at Beats for the Stars.
Okay.
He is just extremely talented, and he's so wonderful because he does bring both worlds for me. Together. I'm not too old to do what I do for a living. I do it better than I used to, honestly. I really feel like I'm getting better and better and not reinventing myself, but perfecting who I am as a person and who I am as an artist.
And I think we hear that and we see that.
I really feel that inside.
Coming
I
into
really
your
do.
Own big time.
Just knowing who I am better.
Yeah.
And I think that's about life. That's life lessons.
I think that's what we all want.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to add one more thing to your list of things that you do.
Okay.
How about putting on your DJ hat?
Oh, yes.
And I want you to introduce it. You know, I mean, we've been playing it. We've been blowing the song up.
Thank you.
But we want this to come from you. Just,
okay.
You know, talk a little bit about the song and then just, you know, just do
well,
it.
You know, This is Shantae Moore, and you know, what you really need to know about me is that I love love, and when love is right, it's awesome. This is my new song from my new record, Rise of the Phoenix is coming, but this is Real One, and you're listening on the Adult Mix, 96.3 WHUR.
Mm-hmm. Baby.
Thank you, Shantae.
You're welcome. Baby.